Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to Daf Shavuot in Yana Halach. We're holding on to Darim on Daf Pei Tes, just a few more blot before the end of the Masechta. The Gemara brings a story with a certain man who was very fearful that if he got married, he would not be able to support his family and learning, and therefore he would not amass enough Torah knowledge. So he took a neder, he was going to aser his anah from the entire world if he got married before he completed his learning. And the Ron explains with the famous memra, he's going to have a yoke around his neck and then he's going to be able to learn. Of course, that will not be able to be accomplished. Consequently, this man made a neder to prevent that occurrence from happening. The halacha of rechaim b'tzavara v'yasek b'toira is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch Anfang Evan Ezer, in the beginning of Evan Ezer, in Aleph Gimel, right at the beginning, brings the halacha of when somebody should in fact get married. Mitzvah al kol adam sheyisa isha ben yudches shana, he should get married at 18. V'hamakdem lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah ben amovchar, 13, even better. B'shum inyan, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should not pass 20. La'yavar b'kav shana b'lo isha. And if you do in fact pass that threshold, so, pretty strong words of the Shulchan Aruch, that if in fact you cross 20, Bezdin absolutely forces you to get married. Now, who do they force you to choose? It's Kakasha, who's going to be wanting to take up that reign of the one who Bezdin forced them to get married. Not for now, but an interesting question. Umil, Zakta Shulchan Aruch Vaiter, Im Isaac Betaira, Vitarachba, Omisirae, Elisa, Isha, Shlayitrach, Mizainai, Yispata, Mitamudai, Motodes Acher. But says the Shulchan Aruch, if the reason why the person isn't getting married is because they're learning and they're scared of becoming a Ama Aretz because they're not going to have enough time to learn, then it's okay. So if they're in school, if they're in college, if they're out partying, Chavis Neshbas, Bezim will kai for them. But if they're sitting like a good Erlich Yeshiva Bachar, sitting in Yeshiva learning, Bezdin does not force them. The question is, though, what is the age? Until what point? Can that go on ad infinitum? It can go on forever? The Beis Shmuel's medayik from the Shulchan Aruch later? Really, yes. Im yitarach b'shvil mezoinetz v'yitzra inem eskaber alav, if he is not having problems with the Yetzahara, and if he will have to work to support his family, motel his acher kozman she'en yitzra meskaber alav v'ein kitz v'ladavar. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Lashon later and Sif Dalet. Mishachashka nafshay tamid keben azay v'nidbak ba koyama v'leinasa isha ein biyaday avoin v'ushal yehem yitzray miskaber alav. So as long as it's not causing too much incitement of the Yetzirah, this may have esrim mentioned can sit and learn. They could sit and learn onash vay without a woman, without getting married. However, if you look in the Pischei Tshuva, so he is not so comfortable with this mahalach. He says that there is a gvul, and you can't just learn forever without getting married. So he says 20 is the gil of the Shulchan Aruch, forever potentially if you're still learning. Says the Pischei Tshuva, 24 is the hard cutoff, even if you're learning, that you should get married by that age. Now, Bizman Azeh, there are many, many, many shitas of what today is the appropriate age. We'll get to them in a minute. But it's important to point out that Erech Lechem over here, one of the Nesekesim Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch, does tell us one important caveat. And that's this halacha of Bezdin Kaifen, this halacha of you shouldn't wait, is only if you're ignoring people who are good options for you. But if somebody is trying to get married, and they haven't found their Basher yet, or who they think their Basher is, but they're trying actively, then there's no problem. Bezdin is not Kaife, there's no punishment, there's nothing wrong. And he says that's what many people today are semechan. It seems to be yamav. Many bachrim got married later. Why wasn't Bezdin up in arms? Why weren't there kolkoires? Because they were trying to get married. They just were unfortunately unsuccessful. However, how do we pass an ois bizman azeh in terms of the appropriate age? You look at the Shayat and Shuvash Shemesh Umagin, one of the big Moroccan Gedolim of the previous Dar, in Evan Ezer Beis Chaf Gimel, he says, the Minach HaYeshivais, at least for the Sfardi yeshivas, was 24 or 25, because at that point, you know, they needed a little more time to learn because Parnasa was difficult, but really not much more than the Pesachei Tshuva of 24. Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Mitzvot HaKotzer in Mitzvah Yom Gimel says also about 24, 25. I believe he says 25 is the appropriate age. However, the Chazayin Ish brings much younger in Igris Beis Kof Laman Hei. It should be 20, like the Pashtas of the Shulchan Aruch. And Revolbe in Kutras Chasanim also brings 20. Rav Shach in Darach Eichachma Kof Chaf Gimel Hei says the previous Darach was 23, 24, but today it should be closer to 22. So you have a range from the Haintig Achrenim from 20 until 25. But they're all in that range. Chazayin Ish saying, like the Shulchan Aruch says, 20. However, Rav Shach says it used to be even 20, 23, 24. Today it's 22. And the Chavetz Chaim says up till 25. This is all the ideal age to get married. But what if somebody has an older sibling who's not yet married? How does that impact the dynamic? And how does that change the calculus of this Shaila? If somebody is 24, but they have a brother who's 26, are they still allowed to not get married because they have an older sibling? So this yusayid of not getting married before an older sibling is brought in a Rashbam from the Maisa of Lava. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf, brings from the well-known words of Lava. It's not the minag lo yase kem bim kaimenu, lo se tzir lifnei ha-bechira. And he said that's the makar of this halach. Interesting Agav Urch to bring in Bakar from Lavan, but that's for a different conversation. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, Reish Mem Dad Yud Gimel, it actually sounds like there is such a halacha, that one, in fact, should not get married before an older sibling. And many aren't noyig like that. But if you look at Rav Moshe in Igris Evan Ezer Beis Aleph, he said that that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. The Shulchan Aruch, which forbids an older sibling, a younger sibling, from getting married before an older sibling, is only if they're both already engaged. If they're both already engaged, then the older one takes precedence. But if the older one and younger one are both currently dating, and the younger one gets engaged first, says Rav Moshe, there's no problem for the younger one to get married. And if you look at Rav Avadya Yosef, in Yalkut Yosef, in Chuppah Kedushin, Amud Mem Gimel, he says the same thing. But not all of the Haintek Achrenim agree to this Mahalach. If you look at Rav Sternbuch, so Zayin Gesund und Stark, and Aleph Tav Shin Lamed Tes, he says, really, if a younger sibling wants to get married first, they have to get Mechila from the older sibling. If the older sibling is what's called a Bararun, they're super picky and super selective, then in a Chanami. There's no issue with the younger one getting married first. But if the older one is trying in earnest to try to get married, and he or she is unsuccessful, so then he says it's appropriate to ask the younger one. The younger one should ask the older one, Mechila, because really there is a shtickle taina that the older one should have kadima. If you look at there in the tshuva, he has a lot of permutations as to which scenarios warrant kadima, which scenarios warrant Mechila, and which scenarios one is not obligated at all. I in sham ba'arichos rav. So we covered from our Gemara the din of the Shulchan Aruch, what the appropriate ages, 13, 18, 20, or maybe never if you're learning. That was the opinion of the Beis Shmuel in the Shulchan Aruch. Pesachei Tshuva disagreed, and many of the Haintik Achronim give us ranges from 20 until 25. And we discuss whether there is a real din kadima or not. L'maisa tzamachleikas, Rav Moshe and Rav Sternbach. Is there a din kadima b'zman hazeh? Moshe says there really isn't. Rav Sternbach says there is. Ayin sham, everyone should have a lot of atzlach and limud of daf ha-shavua.